Welcome to another Plug In America podcast. I'm your host, Kate Baker. Actor Stephen Zimple is with us today, and as many listeners already know, Stephen plays the role of Electric in our series of public service announcements. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you. Thanks. Great to be here.
Most of the 60-odd people involved in making these public service announcements were strong EV advocates right from the beginning, but I understand your story is a little bit different. Tell us about that.
Most people, when I joined up with this, were already either EV drivers or very, very active with Plug In America. I, on the other hand, came in as an audition, and I'm a petrol head, whatever you want to call it. I drive a truck because I'm a carpenter, so I'm always working, but I love mechanical things. I love cars. I love building, obviously, so I'm a very hands-on person, and I love the idea of electric cars, and honestly, once you see everything that they're about, it's just no argument. You know that this is where we're headed. You know it's the smart way to go. So for me, it was just, I was just hoping I would get the job, and it was an absolutely incredible experience.
So would you say that making this project changed your perceptions of EVs? Did you learn something you didn't know before?
Coming into this, I didn't have any real preconceptions about it. I mean, I guess you hear a lot of things. It's very eco, you know, and you hear the negative stuff, the hippies or tree huggers. And I personally just saw really, really, really cool technology that I wanted to learn more about. And everyone was so nice. It was literally the day that we shot all these was the first time I'd met anybody. And it was like instant friends from grade school. And they absolutely did everything they could to help me understand more about it. I did research on my own before we came in, and it's just incredible, and it's incredible once you kind of, I guess, see behind the curtain.
So I understand that everyone who participated in this project, and there were a lot of them, it was all on a non-financial basis. Why would you choose to do something like this? I mean, you're a professional actor. Why would you do this without any money involved?
The choice to do this without any pay is, it's actually a pretty easy one. You see the struggles that Plug In America and pretty much any advocate for a clean energy source goes through trying to get it to the public. So really, anything you can do to get it out there, you're just happy to do. And everyone was so happy, so excited, so friendly that you would think people were getting paid a ton of money to do this. And in reality, everyone were volunteers. It was so much fun.
Now, the media reaction, is, of course you know, has been huge. Hulu picked up the spots. Did you predict any of this? What did you think was going to happen when you went in?
Personally, when I first did them, I got to see some of the rough cuts, and we did some voiceover work, and I thought, wow, these are really cool. I wonder where they're going to show. Where are we going to see these? And truthfully, I really thought they would just be on a website, and they'd get some views, and that would be that. But seeing them getting picked up by Hulu and news sources all over the world, and I believe they were on, with Fabio, they were on Fox News on the East Coast. So the response has been absolutely amazing, more than I could have ever wished for, and it's really, really exciting.
Have you gotten any job offers as a result?
I haven't gotten any job offers as a result of this, but I do work on another TV show, so we just wrapped up shooting right now. So I'm just back out in the real world again.
Mm. Now, I understand that during this whole process, you also got to ride in a Tesla. Did that change any of your perceptions about EVs?
Yeah, probably the coolest thing was before we started shooting, I did get a ride in the Tesla. And I'll tell you what, I've been a sports car guy my entire life, Corvettes, Porsches, you name it. Going fast is so much fun. I got in that Tesla, and he stepped on the accelerator, and we took off like I've never experienced in anything, and there was no shifting, there's no transmission, so there was no lurch into the next gear that you're always waiting for. It was just a full-on acceleration assault. It was the coolest thing I've ever experienced.
Well, now that you're a total convert, are you thinking of buying a Leaf or a Volt maybe, or a Tesla?
I would actually really love to have, because I need to have a truck for my work. But with my wife and my son, it would be amazing to have an electric car. If we can get to that point where financially we can afford to do that and have that for the car that we, you know, can drive around town and all that stuff, I think it would be a no-brainer. I would do it in a second.
Now that the public service announcements have made and they're all wrapped up and it's a done deal, what do you think is going to be the overall effect? Do you think it's going to really change public perception? What do you see as the impact of your work here?
Honestly, I'm hoping the impact is that people are a little less hesitant before they start making judgments about something. You know how we are as people. We see something new and you stop, you look at it skeptically. These are fun ads. They're not meant to be pushed down your throat or beaten you with. They show you some interesting facts. They have fun doing it. And maybe it'll urge people to jump online and say, you know what, let me see what electric cars are about and learn something and make their own decisions. Because once you do it, if you do it on your own, you can't argue with the facts. And that's what I did. I researched it on my own and I realized this makes too much sense. If somebody was pushing it down my throat, I would have resisted. And I think that's the greatest about these spots is that they're fun.
That is beautifully put. Once you learn it on your own, you just can't argue with it anymore. Beautifully put.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Stephen, for taking time to talk with us today. We certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
This edition of the Plug In America podcast was produced by Kate Baker and edited by Joseph Puentes, with music composed by Red Bennett. The Plug In America podcast is supported by listeners like you. For more information, go to pluginamerica.org or email us at podcast@pluginamerica.org.